So see the power of Dhananjaya Prabhu's speech. The Ganges actually started flowing. Yeah, I just recall one or two few incidents which show how empowered book distributors can be. We had this Brahmachari bus party where we had some really fired up devotees, and they went to this factory where the main office building, a big portion of it was just sheer glass. It was just transparent glass. And then there was a door, and then, but there was a huge section with just plain glass. And this Brahmachari was so absorbed in his Bhagavad Gitas and distributing, believe it or not, he just walked through the glass. And the persons who were on
that's
the other side of
that's
the...
not recommended.
it's not recommended.
He's not dynamo, is he?
No, it's not recommended, but he didn't know what he was doing. He was in samadhi or something. Probably some transcendental consciousness that he didn't realize the external world and where he was going. And he just walked through. And that's not everything. The persons who were on the other side of the glass, that poor man almost had a heart attack. And he was spluttering, and he came up to him, and he was, you know. And this young lad, he had the gall to, you know, he's walked through this glass, and this man has almost got a heart attack. And the first thing he says is, "Would you like a Bhagavad Gita?" So, what Bhagavad Gita? You know, he was speechless and spluttering. You know, the poor man was so shocked that he just couldn't say anything. And then this was like the telling blow when he comes and offers him the Bhagavad Gita after having walked through the glass, you know. So it's quite something, you know. So anyway, there's so many instances when, if ever a comprehensive compilation of these incidents was made, I'm sure it would make very, very interesting reading. And the fact that Prabhupada's book distribution has reached every corner of the globe is brought out in the fact that recently, three very prominent political leaders in the Western world, they actually held copies of the Bhagavad Gita. I read it in the news, of course. Devotees sent emails and everything. The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, when she took the oath of office, she held Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And that was prominently displayed. You could see it in the picture. And then she took her oath of office on Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And then recently there was some senator or member, I don't know what you call it in America, member of parliament, congresswoman, House of Representatives, who took the oath of office on the Bhagavad Gita as it is of Prabhupada.
Her name is Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard. So, and then I also got a message with a detailed article of one young brahmachari in America who was distributing books at some marketplace. And who comes along but Bill Clinton. And then Bill Clinton is mobbed by all these people who want to talk to him. And this book distributor is standing in a corner just looking on, wondering, as he was saying later, will I be able to give a book to Bill Clinton? And sure enough, Bill Clinton looks at him and makes his way through the crowd and walks straight up to the brahmachari and shakes his hand. And then this man is, the devotee is too nonplussed, but anyway, he gathers his wits and he hands him over a Bhagavad Gita. Would you like this? He said, yes, I would. And he starts chatting to this devotee, and then ultimately the security people come and they hustle Bill Clinton into the car. So anyway, it goes to show where the Bhagavad Gita is reaching. You know, there is a song in one of the Vaishnava Acharyas has written, which is called Yadi Gaurana Hoito, meaning that if Mahaprabhu wasn't there, you know, the implication being then what would have happened? Tabe ki hoito, what would have happened if Gauranga Mahaprabhu hadn't advented? And then one devotee, he had this poem that he wrote called Yadi Prabhupada Na Hoito, Tabe Ki Hoito. If Prabhupada wasn't there, then what would have happened? It is quite common to hear devotees saying that Prabhupada or Prabhupada's books and so on saved my life. They mean it in a sense that probably they would have been engaging in many sinful activities and led a very degraded life if it wasn't for Prabhupada and his teachings and his devotees and so on. There is one incident that's one of my favorites where we see this literally happening. This devotee was distributing books in Bombay and he would go to these apartment buildings and knock the doors, and sometimes, as Dhananjay Prabhu was saying, he would get a response, "What are you doing here? Go away." And because he looked like a distinguished gentleman, and he is, in fact, he would dress like that as well. So the security wouldn't stop him because they used to think that he was one of the residents or some distinguished visitor to one of the families staying there. So in one of the places he knocked, there was no response. He says normally he would go on to the next house if there wasn't a response soon. But this time somehow he got inspired to knock more. So he knocked a second time, a little harder. There was still no response. And normally he would have definitely walked out after the second knock and when there was no response. But he stuck on and he just knocked a third time and a fourth time, this time a little more persistently. Finally there was some noise from within. And the door opened. And this lady peered in out, and she looked very irritated and very annoyed, and her hair was all loose and she was looking very, very distraught. And she spoke to him and said, "What do you want? Why are you disturbing me?" She spoke very, very sharply to him. So then very sweetly he said, "I've come to give Bhagavad Gita," and he showed the Bhagavad Gita like this. And then her expression changed and she immediately calmed down. And she stood still for a few seconds. And then she opened the door. And this man, the devotee that is, he looked inside and saw that there was a table. And there was a rope hanging from the ceiling fan. And this lady had just was about to commit suicide by hanging herself. And it's only because this devotee was banging the door that she got down from the table. And she opened the door. And then she saw the Bhagavad Gita. And then after a minute or two, she said, "Actually, you saved my life." So this is the potency of Prabhupada's books, what it can do. These books can cause a revolution. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the verse, famous verse, that Narad Muni speaks to Vyasadeva. Tadvag visargo janatagha viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abhattavatyapi Namanyantase Shonkitaniyat Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhavaha. That this Krishna conscious literature is accepted by all honest saintly persons. And even if there are some minor mistakes like say grammatical or this or that, these saintly people still accept it because it talks about Krishna that's contained in these books. And this literature has the power to cause a revolution in the lives of the impious people of this world. And Prabhupada focused on the words janatagha viplavo. Viplava means a revolution. Janata means the general people. Agha means sin or sinful. So these books, actually this verse is probably the sutra or the guiding verse for the movement of book distribution. Because this book distribution movement is causing a revolution in the lives of the sinful people of this world and bringing them to Krishna consciousness. And I'm sure every devotee has so many stories to share about this, which is evidence that this is actually causing a revolution. It's not a revolution caused by bullets and guns and swords. Neither is it a revolution caused by hatred and rabble-rousing, but it's a revolution of love, a revolution that brings one to the lotus feet of Krishna for a life of eternity and bliss. And now I'll hand over the mic once again to Dhananjay Prabhu. We'd like to hear a few more of the wonderful pastimes that he was narrating from the early days. Hare Krishna.